This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's Learning and Technology e-magazine. I'm here at Bliss Carmen Middle School in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Jacob Lingley, the East Division winner of the Mindshare Learning Digital Video Challenge this past year. Congratulations, and thank you for hosting me today, Jacob. What a wonderful tour we've had of the school. Very inspiring.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. It's great to see you come down to the East Coast and check out our makerspace and meet some of our students.
So winning the contest, first of all, you heard about it through a colleague, and and you got the video in on the deadline. You know, the process, what was the experience like pre and post?
Yeah, I kind of took it on as a learning challenge for my students to see if they could come together and create a product, which ended up being the video. And what I loved about the process was not only did they go through the creation of the video, but they actually ended up creating a learning artifact. They created something in which they could be proud to produce and send off to you guys at Mindshare. So after that, when we actually found out that we won the video contest, the video challenge, from Mindshare Learning, not only were they proud of the product that they had produced for the video, but all of the work that went in showcasing the projects within the video, and then they got the bragging rights that they actually had won the contest as well. And so that feed-forward process that you commit to something and you are recognized, it was really, really fortunate for those students to be a part of.
Fantastic, and I like your philosophy and your approach to engaging the students. After all, it is about student engagement.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a grade 8 math teacher, and math is one of those scary subjects sometimes that it builds up a lot of anxiety. And what I love about what the Mindshare contest is instilling in these students is an appreciation for the application of that subject area. Whether it's building a robot or building an electronic circuit, they can see that logical sequence in there, and it's giving them something, again, to be proud of and something to work hard towards.
Well, fantastic. We'll be launching the contest again in November. And any advice you have to offer teachers who are contemplating perhaps submitting to the Mindshare contest? It's our 7th annual, by the way.
Excellent. Absolutely. You never know what students are going to put together. So put it out to the students. You know, they love to show off things that they've been working so hard on, and they love to create. And that's what it's all about, is creation, being creators rather than consumers of technology.
Well, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Jacob.
My pleasure.
That was Jacob Lindley of Bliss Carmen Middle School, winner of the East Division of the Mindshare Learning National Video Challenge. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.